Hello, and welcome to Talk with Green Guy. And we're talking everything green. And I'm covering green and sustainability like nobody else. I'm your host. My name is Eric Moncrief. And I am the Green Guy. Welcome to WGST 640 AM Radio and iHeartRadio. We are broadcasting from the heart of Atlanta, Georgia, in the prestigious neighborhood and community known as Buckhead. This show is brought to you by the Ray C. Anderson Foundation, which is working to advance a more sustainable future for the environment, business, and society. Go to RayCAndersonFoundation.org for more information. RayCAndersonFoundation.org. The Ray C. Anderson Foundation is the platinum sponsor of the Talk with Green Guys show. Also, Rabblebot. Rabblebot is your digital agency. They cover everything from video design, web production, social media management. Rabblebot tells your story one pixel at a time. Rabblebot handles my website, greenguymedia.com. Go out to greenguymedia.com. Check it out. Follow me. Listen to podcast. I would also urge you to please follow me on Twitter at GreenGuyATL. Thank you so much for the social media following. Thank you. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for tuning into the Talk of Green Guys show. I thank you if you've been following these shows. I thank you if this is your first time tuning into the Talk of Green Guys show. My aim is to keep you informed and educated about what is going on in the sustainability community and give you the resources and information to live a healthy, sustainable, and green life. Sustainability is the ability to meet the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. Well, we have got a very, very exciting show for you lined up today. Today, we're going to be speaking with MARTA. MARTA is the Metropolitan Atlanta Rapid Transit Authority, and we're going to talk about the impact, the great, great impact that MARTA has on our local economy, the environment, and how they move people around the city, get people everywhere. And, you know, I wanted MARTA to come on and talk about another side of them, which is sustainability. So we've got a big, big sustainability show with MARTA. And also in studio, I'm so happy to have two Georgia State students in studio with me today. Today I've got Justin Brightheart and Angelica Oliver. These students make up, there are a couple of the students who make up the Sustainable Energy Tribe at Georgia State University, and we're going to talk about what these students are into, what they're getting involved in, and all the great things that they do to help promote sustainability at the campus of Georgia State University. So with that, I want to get the show started, and we got a lot to get to here with MARTA. So with that, I'd like to introduce and bring to the Talk with Green Guy show the Director of Architecture and Design for MARTA, Miss Connie Crissett. Good morning, Connie.
Good morning, Eric. So happy to be here this morning.
Thank you so much for coming on and representing MARTA. Connie, I mean, MARTA is such a big part of the Atlanta area. For those who do not know, around the country, for those who do not know, MARTA is to Atlanta what the subway system is to New York, what the D.C. Metro is to D.C. So MARTA is a big, big part of what goes on here, our regional transportation system. And just happy to have you on. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. So, Connie, with that, I wanted people to everybody in this area knows how important MARTA is. And MARTA is a big part of what it makes Atlanta a top-tier city. But there's also another side of MARTA. MARTA is a very sustainable entity. So I wanted people to hear that. And with that, you are the director of architecture and design. So first of all, share with us, Connie, what are you responsible for at MARTA?
I am basically responsible for all the design needs of the agency. We have large facilities that are under design, new facilities, and we have, as everyone knows, a very aging structure of a system, almost 30-plus years old in most cases. We have operating facilities, we have bus facilities, rail facilities, so I am in charge of the design needs of the authority, which encompasses a lot of things within those different needs of the operational needs and the ongoing new needs of MARTA. That's one aspect. The other aspect, of course, is why I'm here, is one of my favorite things that I like to be involved in is the sustainability aspect of MARTA.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, MARTA in itself, just by being operational, MARTA is sustainable. We move almost 450,000 passengers daily. So by removing approximately 185,000 cars from the road, we are one of the biggest impacts to the community that there is in Atlanta.
Wow. All right. Let's talk, and we're going to drill down a little bit deeper into that in a few minutes. But I wanted to get to, you know, MARTA as a culture, some of the internal programs that may be in place for the employees. Share with us what is it like at MARTA, the sustainability effort?
Well, we have a lot of ongoing programs. We have some extremely large programs that encompass the whole agency, and we have a lot of low-hanging fruit programs. We can start with the one that kind of got us off to a great start, which was the extensive waste management program. Every employee is involved with that. Mm-hmm. We have training. We have inspections. MARTA diverts anywhere in the range from 300 to 350 tons of recycled goods from the landfills every year.
Wow.
And that's just single stream stuff like paper, plastics, aluminum, cans, the basic stuff. Separate from that, on the operating facilities, we have also an extensive recycling program with the oils, the metals, the tires, everything we can recycle, we do. And we are so large and we use so many natural materials that it's a great thing to be able to bring them back, reuse them, and not have to take away from Mother Earth.
That is so great, Connie. And I meant to mention also at the outset that you're also the lead sustainability person at MARTA. Is that right?
Yes, I am.
Wow. Okay. How many employees does MARTA have, by the way? Just kind of ballpark.
Oh, wow. You threw me a curve there.
No, I'm sorry. I mean, there's so many MARTA people. It seems like everywhere you go
you
see MARTA.
Well, I know in my building alone we have 600 people.
Right.
That's from one building. I don't have the number of the total. I should, but I don't, and I can look
no,
it up.
No, that's okay. I mean, and that's not even counting the bus drivers, the train operators,
no,
all
the,
that
the
sort
biggest,
of thing.
The biggest bulk of our services are provided by mechanics, operators, the union side of our operations. I'm in the non-union side. I am in the office.
Right.
So, yeah, we're a very small part of the whole picture of MARTA.
Awesome. All right, let's go back a minute, because you had started into the conversation about, you know, the lessening the carbon footprint and all that. So let's talk about less traffic, less carbon, and how MARTA actually does do that on a daily basis. I mean, you guys are moving, like you said, several thousand people around, and it's a great impact.
One of the biggest changes that has happened since I've come on board, and I've been here almost 8 years, moved from Texas and came here to Atlanta to work for MARTA, is the CNG buses. We have almost our entire fleet of buses is now compressed natural gas. And having changed that is tremendous for our environment. We're not polluting, and it's just it's a big impact. It's because we have so many buses out there.
Right. Oh, all right. Hey, Connie, we need to take a break. And when we get back on the other side of the break, we're going to talk more about this, about the buses, and exactly how you guys are doing that. So Stay with me. This is Eric Moncrief, Talk with Green Guys Show, WGST 640 AM at iHeartRadio, speaking with Marta this morning. We'll be right back. All right, we are back. This is Eric Moncrief, Talk with Green Guys Show, WGST 640 AM and iHeartRadio. We are speaking with Connie Krissack, Director of Architecture and Design and Lead Sustainability Person with MARTA. And Connie, before we left on break, you were sharing with us all that MARTA is doing with the buses, the compressed natural gas. You switched over to that, and it's made quite a difference.
Sure it has. And just to answer one of your previous questions, we have less than 5,000 employees, but almost 5,000.
Yes. And
so
you know,
that's a huge impact.
It is. It is. And while we're there, I'd like to just say real quick, I need to give a big, big shout out to your colleagues, Alicia Jackson and Lyle Harris, who helped put this all together and helped make this show possible. So I really, really appreciate those two folks at MARTA helping us get together. So thank you so much.
Yes, so do we.
All right. Now, Connie, with that, I understand you guys have about, you see a MARTA bus, it seems like, everywhere you turn around in the Atlanta area. There's probably, what, over 400 buses that you guys have?
Wow. Yes, there
awesome.
Are.
Awesome. I understand also that MARTA won the Clean Cities Award from the Department of Energy. Is that correct?
Yes, we were recognized by the Clean Cities Department, and it was because we were one of the very first agencies to introduce natural gas as a source of energy back when. And because of our commitments, it has now developed into a whole industry. We were probably the guinea pigs, if you can call us that.
Wow.
But we pushed for that, and it was successful. And now, you know, there's CNG buses running everywhere.
That's
so
true.
Yeah.
That is true. Across the country. That's mm-hmm. right. Awesome. All right, let's switch gears a minute. Let's talk about, let's stay with buses. Since we're talking about buses, you guys have the Laredo bus canopy out in Decatur, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'd like to talk about this because there are a lot of great things going out there. Number one, I understand it's solar powered.
Yes, well, this is one of our greatest success stories. You know, MARTA's always looking for opportunities to push the envelope with sustainability, but the best thing is that if we can get other agencies to partner up with us in paying for these amenities, it's great. So back in 2009, we were awarded one of the largest TIGR grants that was awarded to the nation. We got a $10.8 million grant, and it was a full funding grant that allowed us to construct a canopy over our buses in Laredo at Decatur, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And we have an array of solar power that produces about 1.2 megawatts of renewable energy every year.
Wow.
That's about over almost 5,000 PV solar panels on this facility.
That is so great. And again, there's a lot of other things going on out there. I understand you guys are saving a lot of water also.
We do.
Yes.
We have an extensive water usage inventory. And, you know, when we submit this to APTA, which is our agency that kind of oversees stuff that throughout the nation of all transit agencies, they question, really, you use so little water? One of the things we do in all of our operational facilities, we recycle the water that these buses and these trains use. They use a tremendous amount of water to wash them. But basically, we take that water and we use it over and over and over. We treat it, we recycle it, I'd say about 99% of that water is reused. The 1% that we can't is because it dissipates into the air or it just goes off with the bus or the train.
Right.
But we have a tremendous water conservation project.
Awesome. Okay. Let's talk about LEED a little bit. And there's some big, big things happening here at the Buckhead Station. Is that right?
Yes. The Buckhead Station, we finished a bridge, a pedestrian bridge, just not too long ago. And it's probably one of the only structures of that kind to be LEED certified. It's silver certified.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just a bridge. It's a concrete bridge with air ventilation, totally naturally ventilated. But the design effort was done so extensively that we used, you know, all materials that were good to the environment. We recycled everything that was ripped apart to make way for this bridge was recycled. We used local materials. We were very cautious with how this facility was designed in order to have the LEED certification because it's very rigorous. It's not just, you know, you do certain things and you get it. You have to prove it. You have to document it. And even after you operate it, you still have to continue the sustainability guidelines of that facility. So to have a pedestrian bridge that's LEED certified and it's silver, that's wonderful news for us.
Absolutely. LED projects. I believe there's a lot of LED projects that you guys have implemented as well, right?
Yes. We started out with, I remember, one light fixture just to test it out. And it's blossomed into an entire system that everything that we change, that we install, is LED. We have had a tremendous success story with the LED lights because they provide a natural sense of light. The white light they produce is by far superior than any other fixture. It's very cost efficient in a way that it saves tons of energy. The usage of energy from an LED fixture is minimal compared to any other fixture. And then the last beauty of it is that it lasts maybe about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, maintenance, having 38 stations out there, it is a really big effort to change light bulbs. We must have different types of light bulbs. But to know that once we change them to LED, we don't have to touch them for it. Perhaps about 8 to 10 years, that's tremendous for us because now we can move on to another project and focus on that.
Right.
If we have to change lights every 3 years, it's a never-ending task.
Absolutely. Hey, share with us real quick, Connie. I know you – are you at the Lindbergh office? Is that
Yes. The
corporate
mm-hmm.
office for MARTA?
Yes.
So
yes.
Is that building a LEED-certified building at all? Or
No,
or,
it okay. is not. It
right.
is not, but we are under a TOD development, which is a transit-oriented development area. That's
okay.
another impact that we have. We have a lot of TODs going on, which will provide a great work, live, and play area for a lot of our millennials and other people that are willing to live in those areas. So that's another thing that we are very impactful to the area.
Awesome. All right, let's go real quick to the Atlanta Beltline, if we can. The Atlanta Beltline, everybody wants to live, work, and play on the Atlanta Beltline.
Right.
Is MARTA working with the Beltline to, like, on any projects to help people get to areas on the Beltline?
Well, we do where we link into it, but we do smaller things that affect it. For example, we have put bike fix-it stations throughout the area, and we try to link in, especially where we put them. These are stations where someone riding a bike, if they have a flat or they have something to do with their bike and stop, they'll have tools available, an air pump available, an area where they can actually hike up their bike up on this pedestal to work on it. So we provide things like that. We provide them next to our bus shelters, and we try to locate them properly so that the Beltline can have access to them.
Right. Hey, Connie, earlier in the conversation, you had mentioned that you collaborate with some other people or organizations. Who else does MARTA kind of work with to make MARTA sustainable?
We work a lot with, our federal government. We take a lot of the guidelines. We are an APTA signator member. This is the American Public Transportation Association, and we are part of their sustainability commitment. They provide a lot of guidance to us. And a lot of steps for us to move forward in our goals of making MARTA more and more sustainable.
Awesome. Awesome. But Connie, listen, thank you so, so much for coming on the Talk with Green Guy show and sharing all this great information about MARTA, saving water, saving energy, solar, just great stuff that MARTA is doing here in the Atlanta community.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. All right, folks. It's Eric Moncrief, Talk with Green Guy Show. We'll be right back with the Sustainable Energy Tribe of Georgia State University. Stay with me. All right, we are back. Eric Moncrief, Talk with Green Guys Show, WGST 640 AM and iHeartRadio. Wow, what a great, great interview and information with Connie Krissak from MARTA. Who knew they were doing all that stuff over there? But again, that's why we do the Talk with Green Guys Show, so people are informed. So great, great stuff going on at MARTA. And we're going to get MARTA back also later on in the year and get some updates on what's going on. All right, well, let's move on in the show. Right now, I am really, really happy. I've got in studio with me two dynamic students from Georgia State University. So I want to introduce and bring to the Talk with Green Guys Show Mr. Justin Breitharp and Angelica Oliver of Georgia State University. These young folks are with the Sustainable Energy Tribe on campus and doing a great job. Good morning. Young people.
Good morning.
How are you guys today?
Doing well. Thank you for having us on.
Oh, man. It is my pleasure to have you guys on. I gotta tell everybody, give some folks a little background here. I actually encountered you or found out about who you guys were at the Climate March back in November 2015. You guys were front and center at the Climate March here in Atlanta, and I was just so impressed with, you know, what you guys were doing and the voice that you have in the community and on campus. And, you know, I just think young people like you ought to be applauded and, you know, highlighted for what you're doing. So thank you. At any rate, I wanted to have you on the show because you guys have this thing at Georgia State University, which is, you know, I'm so proud of GSU. I mean, they are doing a lot of great things down there, student population growing. Just great place. But you guys have this thing called the Sustainable Energy Tribe. So share with everyone, please, Angelica, what is the Sustainable Energy Tribe?
That's a very good question. Yeah. Sustainable Energy Tribe, we're Georgia State's main environmental organization on campus that is student-run. And we are very education-based, so we like to teach students like what to recycle, how to live sustainably on campus, as well as doing like hiking, biking, and camping trips to get people out of the urban jungle and, you know, explore what we're really fighting for and what we're fighting about. And it's a really great experience to see students really care about the environment and just being one with nature. I think that was amazing, an amazing year for that.
Awesome. All right, Justin, please. You know, you, as I said, I met you guys at the Climate March here in Atlanta, and you were really front and center. Matter of fact, you were holding the sign. I got a great picture of you on, that I posted on Twitter of all that and all that. But, Justin, tell us, you know, how did you get involved with the Sustainable Energy Tribe?
So I first got involved when they were talking about a green fee. And so myself and my girlfriend, we went to a meeting with SGA and Sustainable Energy Tribe, and that's how we first got involved. Got involved with the organization and kind of first started lobbying for the establishment of a green fee mm-hmm. at Georgia State.
Okay.
And it got to the point where it did pass, was even able to vote on it. And so I've always been interested in the environment, more of protecting it and more of a prevention type of thing. And that's how I've gotten involved, and that's how I'm still involved today.
When you say green fee on campus, explain, define that, sir. What was that all about?
So the green fee was, our library fee was sunsetting, and we were able to allocate fees to existing and creation of new fees. And one of those new fees was the sustainability fee, which is $3, and it's one of our mandatory fees. So it did not increase fees at all. It was just a reallocation of it. And so that fee now funds sustainability projects and sustainability organizations on our campus.
Awesome. All right. How big is the Sustainable Energy Tribe? How many students are involved in this?
I would say like a good 15 reoccurring members, but we get an influx, you know, whenever there's an influx of people. So there's a lot of students that know about us, but because of class schedules, we have a lot of people who are active in our events and our programs that we put on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really good to see. And
you guys' mission is to spread sustainability throughout the campus. So I don't know how many students there are at Georgia State. I mean, it seems like thousands, but tell us some of the things that you're doing to, you know, get the word out to the students about the Sustainable Energy Tribe.
So one thing that we always do is tabling. And so usually Angelica and our treasurer, Gerard Clark, are over that. And they're usually in our plaza kind of reaching out to new members. And then another way that we do is we try to do partnerships with different other organizations on campus. So as well as green organizations and organizations that may not be associated with the conventional going green.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Georgia State Office of Sustainability, which is run by Dr. Michael Black and Jenny Asman, you guys work pretty closely with them?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dr. Black is a great guy. And I know he's doing a lot of great things around the city and all that sort of thing. And Jenny too. So, tell us about, what are your majors, Justin? What are you, junior, senior?
I'm a graduating senior, geosciences major, minor in political science.
Awesome. All right. And what about you, Angelica?
I am a junior currently, and I want to go into public relations. So I'm a public relations major, as well as an anthropology minor.
All right. So you guys have aspirations of getting into this, continuing your careers in this environmental industry.
Yes. Yeah.
Good. Yeah. So, Justin, you're a senior. What are your plans for, you know, after college?
I'm looking for the best opportunity out there. But I'm interested in land use policy, sustainable development, something similar to kind of how the Atlanta Beltline is, kind of that development agency that incorporates sustainability but deals with environmental justice, housing issues, and stuff like that.
All right. And Angelica, you want to do public relations?
Yes. I want to go into environmental public relations. I've been encouraged to go and discourage greenwashing, which is using public relations as a way to cover up acts that other companies or people are doing, and using the environmental movement in a way to cover up these harmful things that they are doing. So I want to go into the other region of that and encourage people to get more active in the environment.
Are there any issues, specific issues that are on campus that you guys right now are trying to get done? Or, I mean, what's going on campus?
I think the biggest thing right now is it's just education overall.
Right.
So we find that our students on campus, they have an idea of what sustainability is. But when they think about it, the only thing that comes to mind is recycling.
Right.
So what our goal is to kind of expand their thoughts on that. It's more than just recycling. It involves many different things. And so it seems like each year we kind of have a different theme. So like last year it was smaller living and building. So we actually talked with Will Johnston of the Tiny House Movement.
Yes. I know Will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's a good guy.
Yes.
We've also worked with Reverend Gerald Durley, Dr. Jackie Eccles, and Michelle Roberts about environmental justice last semester. And now we're kind of going into the climate change aspect this semester.
All right. Wow. You guys are busy. This is great stuff. All right. We're gonna take a break, and we're going to come back and talk more with the Sustainable Energy Tribe. Stay with me. This is Eric Moncrief, Talk with Green Guy Show, WGST 640 AM and iHeart Radio. We'll be right back. All right, we are back. Eric Moncrief, Talk with Green Guy Show, WGST 640 AM and iHeart Radio. We are in studio today speaking with the Sustainable Energy Tribe at Georgia State University, Justin Breitharp and Angelica Oliver. Hey, guys, I understand that, well, first of all, you guys gave me a business card that was really quite interesting. And so I'd like for you to share with the listeners out there, it's not just a regular business card, but share with us, you know, what this business card is all about.
Okay, so the business cards have a really interesting story. In a way to combat people saying, hey, you know, you're environmentally friendly, why are you using paper business cards? You're, you know, you have to recycle them and everything. Yeah. So what we did was we made business cards out of seed paper, which has 10 different types of wildflower seeds embedded in the paper that is biodegradable. So you can actually plant the business cards. So it's a way to get our information out without harming the environment. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Very cool. Yeah. I thought that was pretty great. All right. This is a big, big week. It's Earth Week coming up. Earth Week is coming up for everybody. And so there's a lot of great things going on the campus of GSU. So why don't we share, folks, with everyone what's going on and how people can get involved. So starting on Monday the 18th, you guys have some things happening. Share with us what's going on Monday.
Okay, so on Monday we are doing tabling outside in Library Plaza. But this is no ordinary tabling. We're going to be teaching students how to do seed bombs, which are little round balls of clay with seeds embedded in them. So people can plant them, they can throw them in the yard and disperse the seeds. And it's very activist driven as a way to, you know, plant seeds where there are no plants.
Awesome.
So, yeah, we're going to be teaching them how to do that as well as how to make green jewelry, which is jewelry made out of recycled material.
Wow, very cool.
Yeah.
All right. So there's some designers in the group. As
yes.
Well, I see. Okay. And then on Tuesday, there's an art expo?
Yeah, so the art expo is a kind of the continuation. So we have different categories, literary, photography, visual, and performance. And so where science ends about teaching about sustainability, we want the art to continue. So what does sustainability mean for you? And what is that? So we have about a good amount of submissions right now. And so there is a competition if students are interested to participate in, or you can just showcase it. But it's just more of a kind of getting in, seeing some of the artwork, and kind of showing people what sustainability means to you through your artwork.
All right. And Wednesday looks like there's just more tabling going on, right?
Yes.
But Thursday, a big, big street festival. Tell us about that. What's going to be happening there?
So the street festival is one of the events that always happens during Earth Week. And that's where organizations in the Atlanta community and the GSU community come and talk about what they've done sustainability-wise to promote their organizations. And so, and there's other green team at University Housing and the Office of Sustainability have been working to put that together. The Sustainable Energy Tribe will have a table there promoting ourselves, as well as we've worked with the Georgia chapter of the Sierra Club, mm-hmm. has been a part of that many times before. Greening Youth Foundation, Keep Atlanta Beautiful are just some of the organizations, and like Geosciences Club are some of the organizations that have participated on that.
Good, good. And then on the day, Earth Day,
yes,
big Earth Day celebration at the Indian Creek Lodge. Tell us about that. And by the way, for everyone out there, the Indian Creek Lodge is a LEED certified building that Georgia State has had for quite a long time. And it's a great, great facility. But tell us what's going to be going on out there.
So that day is we're working with Touch the Earth, which is our kind of like our camping branch of our recreation center. It will be the Sustainable Energy Tribe, Trees Campus USA, and Lambda, Upsilon Lambda, one of our fraternities on campus. And we're going to be just going over, it's going to be some different type of programs going through the day, just promoting Earth Day, promoting healthy living, green living. And we'll actually have shuttles coming to and from campus to get to the Indian Creek Lodge, as well as you can take MARTA there. It's not too far from the Indian Creek Station. But just a kind of an all-day event promoting sustainability, that final tie-in of the entire week.
Right. Wow. So, all right, great, great activities going on at Georgia State all week. Sustainable Energy Tribe right in the middle of all this stuff. You want tell us, what's going to go on? There's some other things that you guys are going to be involved on later on in the year. as well, right? There's some other activities that, so if people want to get involved with them, what are they?
So in June, two of our students from GSU will be going to D.C. for, I believe, what is it called, Justin?
It's the National Climate Summit. So okay. Georgia State was one of six in the country of universities to host the National Climate Summit. We worked with the National Campus Leaders Council. And so what that is, it was SGA, and it was the Sustainable Energy Tribe. And we had EPA Region 4 head, Heather McTier-Tony. We had Stephanie Stuckey-Benfield from City of Atlanta, Jairo Garcia,
yes.
Bruce Karras of Coke, just to name a few people, and different panels of students as well as leaders of business and government to talk about sustainability, what we can do. And that was an all-day thing. It was April 5th. And so because we hosted that, we have the potential to send a representative from SGA
right.
and then a representative from SET to go to D.C. June 6th to the 8th, just to, as the whole national part. Because the other five are still going on through April.
Very good. All right, folks, for, you know, students that may be listening out there, listening to you guys this morning, who are not yet involved with the Sustainable Energy Tribe at Georgia State, what would you say to them that you know, encourage them to get involved with what you guys are doing?
Well, I would personally say that whatever your major is, whatever your background is, you can always get involved in Green Initiative. We all are on this planet and we all have to care for it. So whatever your major is, you can always go into something that is environmentally friendly. Also, you know, if you have a passion for something, if you don't know how to achieve it, we can help you with that. So if you want to get into urban gardening, if you want to get into research, we have the ability to help you. So. Yeah, come out and talk to us.
Definitely. Yeah. What about you, Justin? Any closing words for you?
Just piggybacking off of what Angelica said. It's the environmental movement is not just for science majors. I mean, as you heard, Angelica's a PR. We have a finance major, economics, psychology, neuroscience in our organization. Every discipline, every person can play a part and needs to play a part in sustainability, which is like why we do have the art expo. Every person has a part that they can play and that they need to play to move it forward. So do not get discouraged if you think your major is not the typical environmental major. All majors, all types of people.
That's right. We all need to be sustainable. That's right. All right. Wow. Thank you so much. Sustainable Energy Tribe. Justin, you're a senior. Congratulations, graduated senior.
Thank you.
Good luck to you, sir. And I hope someone out there is listening to this show this morning that says they'd like to talk to you about some future opportunities. And also, Angelica, I know you're going to be looking for opportunities as well. And
yes.
Hey, I'd like to stay in contact with you guys, and you keep me abreast of what's going on campus. And anytime that there's anything that we need to talk about here on the show, we'll definitely bring you guys back. So thank you so much for being on the Talk with Green Guys show. All right, folks. Wow, what a great day. Sustainability in the house today. Just a programming note, next week we're going to have the Ray C. Anderson Foundation on the show, the platinum sponsor of the Talk of Green Guy show. Looking forward to that. Someone from the organization coming on. Hopefully it's the executive director, John Lanier. But if not, I believe we've got a lot of other great folks from the organization to represent it. And so stay with me for that next week, the Ray C. Anderson Foundation coming on. Looking forward to that show. Been a great day. Please follow me on Twitter, Green Guy ATL. You can Facebook me, Eric Moncrief. And there's also a Green Guy page. Please go out there, check it out, like it. And really appreciate the social media following. That's going to wrap it up for us today, folks. This show was brought to you by the Ray C. Anderson Foundation, our platinum sponsor, which is working to advance a more sustainable future for the environment, business, and society. Remember to tune in here every Sunday, 9 a.m. right here on WGST. Visit me at greenguymedia.com. Be the change you want to see in the world. Make today your best day. Think and live green. Talk to you next week, Greenheads. This is Eric Moncrief, the Green Guy. Have a blessed week.